So for us, digital is complementary to our analog portfolio. As I mentioned before, we have a wide variety of equipment across our platform. So we were pretty specific and purposeful in placing our HP Indigo in a factory that was already a short-run, 40-inch format, high-value-add kind of facility, right? Because we just thought it made perfect sense to bring those two technologies together. So it's a plant-within-a-plant type environment where we share some resources with our traditional analog workflows. So anything from the sheeting of the stock, in some cases, we supplement the coating or printing on our 40-inch equipment. Every now and again, we'll use downstream value-add of hot stamping or the traditional BOPS die cutters, and then we use our portfolio of finishing equipment. So yeah, we were purposeful. What drives the decision as to go digital versus analog? For the vast majority of customers who aren't really yet understanding the value of mass customization, it becomes either a turn time event where the cycle required for getting the product out the door was shorter than a traditional cycle would allow, or more commonly, it's associated with the complexity of the mix of business. So the combination of the run size and the number of different SKUs associated with that particular project or job.